Let us pray. O God, who did give to blessed Saint Lawrence grace to withstand his fiery torture, quench, we beseech you, the flames of our sins, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle reading for the Feast of St. Lawrence is written in St. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, the 9th chapter. Brethren, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father who is in heaven will honor him." This is the Gospel of the Lord.